What is up, my beautiful people? It is Jada's Thoughts with the Talk, where we talk about everything. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day or a wonderful night, or whenever you're listening to it, I just hope you're just being beautiful out there somewhere. Hey, so I am going to be talking about giving yourself a why. I feel like it's very important to give yourself a why. And what I mean by that is that when you're doing a business, any type of business that you have or in desiring to do, or whether you want to do art, you want to sing, you want to go back to college, you're in college, anything that you want to do that's fulfilling to your heart, I advise you to give yourself a why. And because I say that is because when we're doing these businesses and these career fields and things that we want to do, it gets hard sometimes. It gets hard, and sometimes we may fall in the mix of trying to achieve those goals and to get to where we want to be at in life. And sometimes we need that motivation. And when we can't get that motivation from no one else around us, that's where the why comes in. So I think you should write down a why. Ask yourself, why are you starting this business? Why are you going back to school? Why are you wanting to be a lawyer? Why are you wanting to be a singer? Why are you wanting to be an artist? Why are you wanting to be a model? Give yourself a why. Write it down somewhere for where only you can read it. Whether it's on a piece of paper, whether it's the notes in your phone, give yourself that why, because when you find yourself doing and trying to achieve that goal in life and working on, and you find yourself in a bad state, you can go to that why and remind yourself of why you're doing it to give you that motivation back to keep going and to keep grinding and not to give up on yourself. That's why I consider giving it a why, because it's like if you're doing it just to do it, you're not going to fulfill it the way that you want to fulfill it. And it's not going to be completed the way that you want it to be completed because you don't really have a reason for it. There's always a reason of why we're doing things. And I'm going to be honest with you, if you're doing it just for the money, that's not going to really go too far. Money can only go so far, and doing it for money is just not motivational. You know, what if you're like doing it for your family? You're doing it because you love it, it's your passion. You're doing it because you want to help others. Those type of reasons of why. Because we need to stay motivated within ourselves. We have to be our biggest fan out there. And that why is going to allow your faith to go stronger than what it is. Imagine giving up, about to give up on what you desire for a long time, and you think of your why, and that just puts you right back into the ball game, and it makes you furious to keep going forward and keep going forward because you have that why. That why is what keeps you going and motivated and uplifted and smiling and determined. And we have, and where we're doing these goals and things, when we're wanting to achieve these things in life, we have to have strong faith within ourselves. We have to have faith. And what I mean by faith is we have to think of the impossible. Without us seeing what is going up ahead, we have to think of the impossible. We have to think and feel that no matter what I'm going through right now, I know that everything is going to be all right in the end. I know it may look like I'm falling now, but I know later it's all going to be worth it in the end. Because it will be. It will be all worth it in the end. That's what faith is. Faith is the unseen and the unknowing of what's going to happen. But in the mix of everything, You know that it's going to all work out. You know that you're going to reach your goal. And you're going to reach the day where you've worked so hard for. We have to start taking our life goals serious. And it can be hard. It can be hard. I understand. We may fall sometimes. And sometimes it may take a while for us to get back up on our feet and continue to go forth because we don't have that motivation. But again, there's always a reason of why we're being let down that way. There's something in within ourselves that is just not allowing us to take off and to continue forth. There's something in us that we have to just allow die and not allow us to get controlled by it. We have to control our mind and our emotions to be better than what we are. Give yourself a why. Write it down. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be long at all. But if you keep that why in your mind and somewhere close to you, and when you feel like giving up, and when you find yourself crying and overwhelmed, and you feel as though the world is on top of you, you always have that why. You'll always have that why. And let me tell you something. If you are a believer in Christ, you should never feel like the world is on top of you because it's not on top of you. If you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, you will never feel like the world is on top of you because you want to know why? Because God always has you. It's not the end of the world. Only the non-believers who don't believe that there is someone greater than where they are believe that the world is on top of them because they don't have no one to lean on. But if you are a believer, we have someone to lean on. We have someone to scoop us off our feet and hug us and love us and to get us out of our current situation. The world is never on top of you. The enemy tries to allow us that it is, but in reality, it's not. It is not. We have to escape our mind sometimes. Sometimes we have to take a break from our mind and focus on what we need to focus on. And sometimes we focus ahead and not really focusing on the now. And that's when we begin to get in our mind a little more by focusing on ahead. We have to focus on now. Because now is our current state right now. Now is what is happening right now. We can't control what's up ahead. We can't control what's in the past. So we have to focus on now. Only now is in our control. And if we think ahead, if we start to think about the now, our lives could be a little more stress-free than what it is. And you have to ask yourself, when you find yourself frustrated, when you find yourself overwhelmed, when you find yourself angry, sad, when you find yourself in those situations, ask yourself, can I control this situation? And if you cannot control the situation, there's no need to stress. Ask yourself that deep question when you find yourself in those states of mind. Can I control this? And if you know that it's out of your hand, give it all to God. Give it to God because that's what he wants. He wants you to be like, Father, I give you this situation because I have no idea how to control it. It's out of my control. And I know that only you, my Father, can handle this situation. That's what the Father is seeking from us, is to give him all of our problems, all of our anxieties, just everything that we are dealing with. He wants it all, whether it's good, whether it's bad. He wants it. We can't continue to beat ourselves up. We are only humans. And we cannot. When it comes to your dedication of something that you want to do in life, if other people are out there doing the exact same thing that you're wanting to do, if somebody's out there wanting to be a lawyer just like you, if somebody's out there wanting to be a model just like you, if somebody's out there wanting to be an artist just like you, do not compare yourself to them. They have their audience and you have your audience. You're gonna have people that come to you that don't go to them. And they're gonna have people that go to them that don't come to you. And you have to accept that. You have to know yourself and love yourself and accept yourself. You do not need to compare yourself to no one. If they're doing more than what you're doing, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up about it. You don't know what they did behind closed doors to get to where they're doing now. It may look like they're not doing much, but you don't know deep down inside what they're doing to achieve these goals. So do not compare yourself to other people when they're doing the same career field as you or the same goals that you have. Do not compare yourself to it. It's only going to make it worse. And it's only going to allow you to fall into a bad state in mind. And it's going to allow you to feel stuck. And you're not going to ever complete what you're wanting to complete because you're comparing yourself. You have to tell yourself, I'm not saying be selfish. I'm not saying to get in your ego, but you have to tell yourself, I will be better. I will be better. I will do it better. I am better, but don't be cocky about it. But you get what I'm saying. You got to tell yourself that you are you and you're the light. This is your story. This is your show. This is your movie. You got to really want it. You got to really want it. Give yourself that why. And that why gonna allow you to think on what you're doing and be like, is this really for me? Because once you think deep on that why, in anything that you're wanting to do, you're gonna ask yourself, is this something that is for me? Do I need to be doing this? It's gonna allow you to think so deep about it. Think deep about it. I advise everybody out there that is dealing with wanting to achieve goals in their lives and struggling with their businesses and careers and anything to do a why. Write it down, type it out. Don't just keep it in your mind. Write it out. Because you're going to be able to, you're going to need it to go back to. 'Cause it's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be tough. You're gonna need something to go back to and rely on. You're gonna need it. If your kids is your why, put that down. Your mother, your father's your why, put that down. Is it to help people? Put that down. Put it down. Write it. And put your reason of why they are your whys. Why are those people your whys? You got to go deep into your why. I'm telling you, a why will keep you locked in. That why, when you're in a dark room and you're crying and you're like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, that why is gonna get you up and keep going. That why gonna get you at that dark state of mind. That why gonna get you out of that negative mindset. That why is gonna get you out of comparing yourself from other people. You have to stay locked in within yourself. If you need to spend time by yourself to get things done, do it. Do it. I know it feels as though you're missing out on the world, but you're not. You're not. You're not. Stay focused. Stay locked in. Ask God, what's your why? Ask God, what's your purpose? Ask God if I'm really meant to do this. Put God in it. Put God in anything that you do. Put him in it. You got to put him in everything. You got to include him in everything, because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't even have that idea, or you wouldn't even be living to do it if it wasn't for him. So put God in it. Because if you put God in it, he might glide you through the whole entire thing. Allow you to have tunnel vision to keep going in. Put God in it, in everything you do. Pray to him, God, I need you. Is this for me? Is this for me or not, Father? Pray to him. We got to stay locked in. We got to stay locked in. Give yourself that why. That's the word of the day. Give yourself a why. But this is the end of Jada's Thoughts with the Talk, where we talk about everything. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I love you, my beautiful people. Continue to be yourself and continue to grind. Keep striving and tell someone, get a why.